I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, every time Terrence Howard comes to the clubhouse, he takes me to a place that I really didn't know I could go. Meaning, sometimes I don't understand what he's saying, but that's good. I think he said one times one isn't. I think he said one times one is two. I don't know. Is one times one two? No, one times one is one, but I think he said it was two. He said a lot, and I love him. I love him for it. He's amazing. He's on with Elle McPherson. Never met her. She's the body. Even though Heidi Klum kind of stole that name from her, she is the original body, and she's incredible. So I'm excited to meet her. And I think she and Terrence, I think this will be a good duo. See you in the clubhouse.
I call his logic Terryology, and she's so beautiful it defies biology. It's Watch What Happens Live with Elle McPherson and Terrence Howard now. Clubhouse on World Tourism Day with two people who are turning this clubhouse into a cramped, windowless vacation fun. My first guest is a legendary supermodel who's known for her record 5 cover appearances on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And if you want your insides to look as good as her outsides, her wellness supplement company, Welco, just opened its first U.S. store in New York City, right around the corner in Soho. Please welcome the incomparable Elle McPherson. Oh my God. He's luscious. He's Lucius. He's back as Lucius Lyon for season 5 of Empire, which premiered last night. And unlike me, after 14 Fresquillas, this Empire is showing no signs of falling. Welcome back, our great friend, Terrence Howard. I mean, the thing is, you are luscious, is the thing. You're luscious. No, you're luscious.
No, I know. These drinks are luscious.
I know. Man. Have the two of you?
Mine's a virgin.
No. Okay.
Like me.
Yes. Have you two ever met before?
No. When I was a virgin, maybe.
Okay. That was a while ago. Behind the bar is a woman who plays a mom struggling with the pressure of having it all. So tonight she's having all the booze. It's the star of I Feel Bad, which premieres October 4th on NBC. Sorry You Blue.
Yeah.
Sorry You Blue.
You nailed that.
Sorry You Blue. And Amy Poehler's the EP of your show. Wow, is she a good boss?
Yeah, she's pretty incredible.
Yes.
That's a good win.
By the way, congrats on the show.
Thank you so much.
Premiered the great ratings. Everybody's loving it. I'm excited for you. Elle Macpherson may be called the body, but Terrence Howard has one of the most fascinating minds out there. By the way, I still stay up late some nights trying to understand how 1 times 1 equals 2, Terrence.
I can prove
it. I do think about it.
I can prove it right now.
Okay, we're going to talk about it later, because here's what. It's time for Howard Do You Feel? I'm going to list off some seemingly ordinary things. Terrence, I just want to know how they make you feel. How do rainbows make you feel, Terrence Howard?
Well, rainbows make me feel like I'm listening to a beautiful scale. And I feel like I'm closer to the womb.
Closer to the womb. I love you. Okay, Terrence, how do threesomes make you feel?
Guilty.
Guilty? Okay. Terrence, how do fans who demand selfies make you feel?
Demand?
Yeah.
Obligated.
Okay, obligated. How do free swag bags at award shows make you feel?
Not as good as a good joint.
Right, not as good as a good joint. I agree. How do starry, starry nights make you feel?
It makes me feel like Vincent Van Gogh.
Yes, it does. How does traffic make you feel, Terrence Howard?
Traffic makes me feel peaceful because I get time to just be in my own head. Nobody can get near me. Nobody can mess with me.
Okay, last up. How do unlimited sushi bars make you feel?
It gives me gastro infections.
It does. Thank you very much, Terrence Howard. With every moment, we get to know him just a little bit better.
Yes. I love that.
Finally, for years, my two guests here have been insanely in-demand talents. But I'm curious, for 2 years or 20, for many years, but I'm curious about what kind of talents they demand from the people closest to them. Here's what I want to find out with the Wheel Breakers. I'm going to spin the wheel, which is going to land on some relationship blunders. You blurt out if it would be a deal breaker or not. So you just tell me if this is a deal breaker or not. All right. Okay. Here we go. If someone that you're dating passes gas in front of you, is that a deal breaker?
Do you like them?
Yeah, you like them, but they can't stop passing gas.
It might inspire sodomy.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Why do you have to do that?
I don't know if that's true. Okay, if you were dating someone who loves plastic surgery, would you be down for that?
For me or for him?
For him.
For him.
No, what if you were dating a guy and he had a 9-inch piece of plastic there?
I don't need that.
No, but would you judge him for it? Would you judge him for it?
If he decided to get a penis implant.
Yes.
Would you judge him?
It depends what he did with it.
Okay, so, good answer. Wow! Okay, what if your mate doesn't wear deodorant?
Oh, I love it.
You love it?
I love that.
I love the natural smell
me
of a
too,
woman.
Baby.
Wow. Okay. what if someone you're dating is obsessed with social media?
That's a whack thing. That's out.
Yeah.
That's done.
Well, isn't everybody?
Yeah, right.
Well, there you go.
That's true. Okay, last up. Hates giving oral.
That's a
deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Thank you for playing. Terrence and Elle. Wow, we're getting somewhere. Okay, let's go to the phones. It's Lori from Buffalo. What's your question?
Hey, my question is for Elle.
Okay.
So what is your current relationship like with Heidi Klum after she used the name The Body for her lingerie line?
Right, you were famously known as The Body, and then her lingerie line was called The Body.
I don't know. Does she even still have that?
I don't know the answer to that.
No, I think it's all cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a figment of the press's imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go to Suzanne from D.C. Hey, Suzanne, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Elle. I think you guys are both fabulous, but my question is for Terrence. Okay.
I'm not
looking
fabulous.
Looking back, Terrence, you are fabulous. Okay. That's why you get the question. Okay. So looking back on the movie Glitter, how would you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10?
personally, the emotional experiences I had on there with Max Beasley, the guy that played her boyfriend, you know, he is...
Dice.
I told him that you are... angels wish they were you. That's how talented he is.
Wow. Mm.
So that experience and getting to know Mariah, you know, makes it a 10. The product, you know, I don't think we can rate the product because it was so, such an emotional move.
Yes.
Let's go to Liz from Virginia. Hey, Liz, what's your question for Elle McPherson?
Hey, Andy. My question is, Billy Joel said in his autobiography that he brought Christie Brinkley up to his penthouse and you were there waiting for him. What happened that night, and how do you look back on your relationship?
Oh,
you
that's
two,
true.
There was some overlap between you and Christie.
Well, actually, we were living together.
You and Billy were.
Yes, I had the
you
upstairs. Billy and I were living together in Central Park West.
I mean, you got to ask.
We were friendly, and I think he was dating Christie at the time. Just starting to. So, yeah, I got ousted.
You got,
what
can I say? Wow. And there's a lot of conversation about whether Uptown Girls was meant to be about you or about her or about...
I think it's all the Uptown Girls. Put it that way.
Yes. So
I don't need
models.
To take any ownership over that.
He liked models.
He liked tall girls.
Laura Kay said, for both of you, both of your skin is stunning. What do you do for your skin?
Super Elixir, Wellco products, multivitamin and mineral and powder. I'm having it in here in my mojito.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I like
there
that.
There it is.
Wow.
Cat urine. And
I need to get you some of my products, baby.
Let's go to Steve from New York City. Hey, Steve, what's your question for Terrence Howard?
Oh, my God. Hello, everyone. Andy Cohen, just want to say thank you for spreading so much joy in your show all these years. I have not missed an episode since May 23rd, 2012.
Thank you. I love you. Thanks.
Dan Rather and John Mayer show. I will never forget it.
It's a great
Terrence Howard, hello. Thank God for you. Thank God for Empire. Hustle and Flow. Crash. Dead Presidents. Were you in Glitter? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Now that you seem to be cool with Robert Downey Jr. again, is there any chance you come back and do an Iron Man or Avenger movie?
You know what's so funny? Even though I love Don Cheadle so much and love what he's done, I still hear a lot of fans asking, am I going to come back and be War Machine?
Yeah.
Am I going to come back and be War Machine? I think they could have a huge franchise off of it, but them.
Say it how it is.
Terrence baby. Howard to Iron Man. them. All right, there you go.
perfect.
That was very clear, right?
That was
absolutely
loud and clear.
Yes. Well, guess what, you guys? After decades in the business, my guest careers are still on the rise, but I wonder if I can learn their most embarrassing secrets by just looking into their eyes. Mm. I want to find out with Face the Facts. Our announcer is going to read off some truly bizarre factoids while our cameras zoom in on both of my guests' eyeballs. I'll then guess to whom each fact pertains. Okay, Danny, what's our first fact?
This person sometimes carries with them a urine tester kit. Is it L? Or is it Terrence?
A urine tester kit? I'm going to say it's Terrence. Am I right? No. Wow. You test your urine for what?
She tests other people's urine.
Actually, I really don't. But there are little pH things that you can spit on, and it can tell you if your body's alkaline or
litmus.
Acid. They're litmus tests.
Yes. There's a lot.
I think there was a bit of an extrapolation with the press there, but that's okay. It made for a good game.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, what's the next item, Danny?
This person once stopped traffic to try to save a baby bird. Is it L? Or is it Terrence?
I'm going to say this is a real toss. I'm going to say L. It's Terrence. Oh, he's such a lovable guy. And did you save the bird?
Yeah, I got it across the street.
Aww. So sweet.
He's such a sweetheart. Okay, Danny, what's next?
This person once had dinner with Donald Trump and Michael Jackson at the same time. Is it L? Or is it Terrence?
I think it's L. Yes! And how was that dinner?
Freaky.
Freaky. Did Trump hit on you?
Or on Michael?
No, did Trump hit on you? Yeah.
No. Nobody hit on anybody.
Trump hit on Michael? No.
No. Michael hit on Trump. No, he didn't. No. Can't say that. No, it was, but it was super interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you buddies with Michael Jackson?
No, I went to see actually Donald. He had a casino opening there, and you know, there he was. There they were together.
Wow.
It was really interesting, yeah.
We got to end on that fact. That's amazing. I'm very jealous that you get to work with Amy Poehler. I mean,
I'm jealous of myself.
Yes.
Like, I don't even know what to say to that. It's
right,
amazing.
Honestly, doing and the show's going to be on after Will and Grace.
No, it's not a bad situation.
Yeah, no, it really
is. I feel like people are like, what do you feel bad about? And I'm like, nothing.
Nothing,
like,
absolutely not.
For an actor to become a bartender?
Yeah, right. That couldn't be better.
It's triggering memories.
Alex V wants to know the best and worst part of being directed by Barbara Streisand in The Mirror Has Two Faces.
There were no worse parts.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. It was a great great set, great group of people.
Intimidating?
No, I just felt really lucky.
Yeah. Terrence said that he can demonstrate in 10 seconds how 1 times 1 equals...
11.
1.
Two.
How 1 times 1 equals 2.
You got $2.
You said you need $2 from me.
Put $2 down on her knee.
Okay.
2 times... 2.
Okay.
Equals what? 2 times 2.
4.
4. So 1 times 1 equals what?
1. 1. 2.
Is that 2 times 2 equals 4?
Yes.
1 times 1 is
equals,
that 1?
That's 2. Everybody give it up for Terrence Howard. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the New York Public Library for loaning out ties and handbags so people can use them on job interviews. This is such a wonderful and generous idea. That's the most exciting thing to happen to the New York Public Library since I did this photo shoot. Yeah, that's me naked in the lion. Thank you, Spencer Tunick, who took that photo. That's an early 90s callback. Today's Jackal goes to the news that a man in the UK was run over by a garbage truck. But fortunately, doctors say his muscular physique is actually what saved his life. You know, a muscular man getting pounded by a bunch of trash? Talk about a gay porn tale as old as time. That's it. Thank you, L. Terrence. And sorry, you. Where are we getting a math lesson with Elle McPherson and Terrence Howard. Elle's first Relco brand New York City store opened last week. It's on the corner of Broome and Crosby. I'm going to go check it out. I'm very excited about it. Terrence Howard, that's Empire on Fox. And Sorry You Blues, I Feel Bad, is on NBC at 9:30 after Will and Grace. Let's go back to the phones. Patty from Wisconsin. Patty, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Elle McPherson.
Okay.
I was wondering, on a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate Matt LeBlanc as a kisser on Friends?
Oh, he's a 15.
He's a 15. I love it. Wow. Wow. Let's go to Alexa from New York. Hey, Alexa.
Alexa, hi, how my car. Are you?
I know. Great. How are you?
Good. My question is for Terrence.
Okay.
So how did you react to Taraji P. Henson's engagement? And, like, how did she tell you the news? But also, can you give us some clues on the possible wedding date?
I have no idea when the wedding date is, but I tell you, after spending probably hundreds of lifetimes with Taraji, and you know that when you bump into your friend that you've met before, I think I've never seen her happier.
Nice. We love you.
Let's go to Cindy from Indiana. She has a question for Elle McPherson.
Hi, Andy, I sure do. Elle, what is your relationship like with Kelly Simone today? And did you ever watch her when she was on the New York Housewives?
Oh, she's asking about this. Because the Real Housewives of New York was on Bravo, which is this channel.
Right.
Kelly's husband was married.
Kelly's ex-husband was my first husband.
Yes.
That I married when I was, like, a kid.
Yes.
And I'm still really good friends with, actually. And
nice.
Kelly, she's good. I mean, she's raising the girls and doing her thing.
Did you ever see her on the Real Housewives of New York when she was on?
Not my.
It's not your.
It's not my thing.
It's not your oeuvre.
But that doesn't mean that it's not good.
Right, right. That's so funny. That's why we have a lot of stuff coming up from your life. It's a very.
My past things I even forgot.
I know. Yeah. Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Last call of the night for Terrence Howard. What's your question, Betsy?
Hi, Andy. I just wanted to ask Terrence how happy he is that that Cookie and Lucius are back to being married this season. And can you tell us anything?
That's what was wrong.
And can you tell us anything about the storyline that Jesse Smollett says is groundbreaking and has never been done on television?
Well, I could give that away, but I would lose my job.
Okay, we don't want
but
that.
The storyline with Cookie and with Lucius and the entire family, you know, the main point is to try and bring us back to reality. You know, for so long we've been billions of dollars to lose everything and have to start everything over again from the start. That's what most people experience in their lives. They don't have everything always work out. Murphy's Law seems to be the biggest law in people's lives. So I think that's what's going on in this year and us working together as a family.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited. Why did you want to have a brick and mortar Welco store?
Oh, well, I think it's really important that our customer has some sort of interaction with people that can teach them about nutrition. And, you know, we have a very good relationship with our customers. We are an online business, and we are a business that really works because our customers speak to each other.
Yeah.
And but, you know, with any business, it's really important to have that kind of personal connection.
Has this always been your passion?
Wellness is always,
yeah.
Well, not always. I think fitness for the longest time was my passion.
We and saw the
as you saw earlier on.
Yes.
And as I matured, I realized I couldn't rely on my genetic predisposition any longer.
Right.
And I had to find some sort of solution to feel the best I possibly could. And so I started really going on a wellness journey, and then I wanted to share it with other women. And here we are. I can't believe that we're, you know, in New York City and opening a store. And many people are so excited about their own wellness.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
very cool. Congratulations. I want to give it up to Elle and Terrence. And Sorry You. Here's a sneak peek of the next Shots of Sunset airing 2 weeks from tonight.
He's saying that he has a girlfriend and he
but
made
he wasn't
out.
There, so who gives a f what he has to say?
She has
a video.
Show
night.
But you guys are all the reason why I don't have a girlfriend.
You're a clown.
You.
Tell Morgan how much you love her while your girls in Vegas.
You stood up at Mr. Chow's and
there's
you
a goddamn line that you don't trust.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.